We're coming to the regular meeting for the code enforcement board meeting for today's date, which is October 22nd. You start off with a roll call, please.
Chairperson Matthew Criswell.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Maurice Capra.
Here.
Board Member Michael Burns.
Here.
Board Member Carol Giltz.
Here.
Board Member Dennis Robinson.
Here.
Senior City Attorney Jennifer Nix.
Here.
We're all here.
Perfect. If I could ask everybody to please silence their devices for this evening's meeting. And at this time, if you would join me in the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence before that for the men and women that fight for our country every day and the first responders.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Captain Track, do we have any agenda changes tonight?
I know Officer McLaren removed something from the agenda. Did that make the...
So that wasn't...
Is removed? Okay, so yeah. No agenda changes.
Perfect. Tonight, for our one, would everybody coming please come forward that's going to give testimony and be sworn in?
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yeah, you guys don't want me swearing yet. Did the board have a chance to look at the minutes from last month and...
Yes. I'd like to make a motion to accept the minutes.
Second.
Got a first and a second. Any discussion? Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes.
Board Member Robinson.
Aye.
Board Member Giltz.
Aye.
Board Member Burns.
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Capra.
Aye.
Chairperson Criswell.
Aye. Cap Track, floor is yours.
All right. I appreciate it. Good evening, everybody. I'm going to co-present this case with Kevin Maddox. He's a city arborist who brought this case to my attention. But this is case number 2019-CE-002312. The address is 120 East Panama Road with the owner of Michael Kale.
Call.
Sorry about that. Violation of City Ordinance 5-4, removing trees without an arbor permit. So this is how this started. Late afternoon on Friday, September 6th, I received a voicemail call from Kevin Maddox, who's the City of Winter Springs arborist, stating he was working a complaint that came into him about several trees that were being cut down at this residence on the Panama. I spoke with Kevin on the phone Monday morning. He stated that he was on scene. He observed a company, it's called Big Mike's Tree Service, cleaning up from a job. The trees have already been removed. At that point, or at that time, he's unsure of how many trees were cut down, how big they were. Our ordinance specifies caliper inch and stuff like that. We weren't able to determine any of that. Kevin did provide some photos that he took when he was out there Friday. Later that Monday afternoon, Kevin came to my office, in which time he received a call from Big Mike's Tree Service, which was Mike. That was a speakerphone call in my office, just me, Kevin, and Mike on the phone. And Mike stated that three pines were cut, two dead trees, and 5 to 6 oak trees were cut down. We asked him questions if he invoiced the owner so we would have some kind of record. He said he did not, that the owner did pay by credit card. We asked if Mike was a certified arborist, and he has stated he is not. These are two pictures, side-by-side pictures, that were taken Friday afternoon by Kevin. You can see on the left picture there, that's Big Mike's truck and some equipment. You can see a dirt spot before that truck there. Looked like one of the trees had been removed. Next slide, please. So through the investigation, we started a case. We found out that previous permits had been pulled by this address, by this owner, back in three of them in 2017, one in 2018, with the specific information on each permit, one tree, six trees, 15, and then remove selected trees in the back. Here's an overview from the property appraiser site. Rectangular sized property, just under 2 acres, pretty large property. Next slide. And this is the view from 17, 18, and 19. So on the far right, you can see 17. It's pretty littered with a canopy of trees. They've done a lot of work on property. 18 to get a little less, and 19 and a little less, maintaining that property. So on September 9th, just before 11 o'clock, here's an actual picture from the front of their house. It's hard to determine how many or where these trees were. You can see some dirt spots right there in the front part. Next slide. And there's a dirt spot to the far middle right there by the driveway right there, yes. As far as that I could tell, those were the only two visible dirt spots that I could see via the pictures. Now, Kevin may have more to add to that since he was on scene when Big Mike's tree service was there. And just another overview. So as of this presentation, so far no documentation has been received from an arborist from the International Society of Arboriculture or Florida Licensed Landscaping Architects stating that the trees presented a danger to property or persons. Nothing exists to my knowledge. Nothing was presented to myself or to the arborist at all. Next slide. Basically, City Code 518 deals with the enforcement part. The bottom part, the removal or death of a tree in violation of this chapter shall be deemed irreparable or irreversible. The trees are gone. Obviously, we can't put them back. Like I said before, we don't know the size of the trees. We don't know what the type of the trees are. We just have Big Mike's testimony off a cell phone. Next slide. So here's the enforcement penalties. Typically, our city ordinance states a fine of $250 per tree or $500 per specimen. Not to exceed $5,000, and then that's for failure to obtain a permit. A permit check was done. No permit was pulled for this job. A removal of tree without a permit is $50 per caliper inch. Like I said before, we don't know the size of these trees. So there's like two separate violations, not pulling the permit, and then if we were to be able to see what was left of the tree and take those measurements, those fines would be added as well. So I recommend that we find the homeowner in violation of Ordinance 5-4 for the irreparable or reversible violation of 8 to 11 trees based on Big Mike's testimony. And my recommendation to you on this one is you follow the guidelines set forth in City Code 5-18. And I do have some handouts for you that may have additional information.
I would make a recommendation before we, you can bring that up and pass that out while you're passing that out. Before we ask, I guess before we ask questions to individual, I think we should probably hear both sides. And then we can bring each one back up if that's okay. Or okay. So if you guys want to come up to the podium, now's your time. State your name, your address, and tell us your side.
My name is Colleen Call. I live at 120 East Panama Road in Winter Springs. First of all, we want to take a moment to say that we were sorry to hear. Are you Mr. Maddox?
Yes.
Okay, that we were sorry to hear that you had a family emergency the last time we were here. We hope everything is okay with your family. We want to start by saying thank you for allowing us a few minutes of your time today to allow us to speak to you. We also want you to know that we're here today to make things right. We are residents in Winter Springs, a place that we're happy to call home. As you know, we recently removed a grouping of trees that were in front of our house, and we would like to address why. Labor Day weekend this year was an extremely anxious time for most residents throughout Florida. Dorian, a Category 5 at the time, hurricane was destroying the Bahamas and heading in our direction. We were preparing for the storm as all others were, trying to find water on the shelves and gas for generators and vehicles. Was increasingly harder. We had many provisions and prepared the very best we could for a very unstable and, needless to say, scary storm approaching. Even the experienced weathermen and women couldn't accurately predict what to expect, but told us to prepare accordingly. Businesses shut down, schools were closed, and even town officials, so we knew this was truly a serious and potentially life-threatening storm. We had witnessed firsthand the destruction of trees on our property and power outages that hit us hard through Hurricane Irma and feared worse this time around. We spent weeks repairing Irma's damage of fallen trees and still have some that are leaning and uprooting from that storm. Excuse me. The trees that concerned us the most, however, are hovering directly over our house were undoubtedly in question. Specifically, we pointed out 7 trees in total that were a concern to us. 2 leaning over the power lines in front of our house, which we have pointed out. We had a tree company tell us, two leaning over the power lines in front of our house and five directly on top of the front of our home. We had a tree company tell us that there are no permits needed right now, and if there were any trees that concerned us, we would be able to remove them with no issues, also indicated in Mr. Maddox's report as being said directly to him by the same tree company. We were even told the governor of Florida had suspended tree permits. We were fed bad information, and much to our detriment, we believed them, and we're here. We are law-abiding residents who have obtained permits in the past for tree removal, paid the fees, and even replanted trees on our property, as Mr. Maddox had pointed out in his report, and supplied detailed information when we pulled the permits, when we were inspected, and when they were closed, further verifying that we abide the rules set forth by Winter Springs every time in the past. Never once did we want to go against the grain or break any rules disrespectfully or be on bad terms with our town. Having said that, we have many beautiful trees on our property, the ones that I can see when I sit on our back lanai. Excuse me. Just the ones that I can see. Total over 50 on the side yard. Not to mention the additional trees on the back of our property, many of which I can't even begin to count. I can venture a guess of well over 50, though. In the front of our property, we have a circle of trees, which were no concern for our safety, as they never would reach the house, even if they did fall during the storm. Just in that circle alone, there are 10 trees and additional 15 plus outside of that circle in the front remaining. My only point in saying this to you is so that you're aware that we weren't trying to flat cut our property or take advantage in any way. We focused solely on the trees that would have caused a catastrophe to our home and our safety. There are a few discrepancies with the report that I'd like to address. He said he was on the scene on Friday, September 6th, and 20 minutes prior he had received a call anonymously that the trees were being removed on that day, which wasn't true. Though the dates may not be much of a concern to some, they definitely are to us. We're making sure the committee knows that this was done prior to, not after the hurricane, stating previously that we had removed the trees Sunday previous to the day on the 1st due to the storm. He indicated on his report that he did not know the exact number of trees and also reports unknown how many caliper inches of the trees, yet we have a handwritten note that he says that they were 50 calipers. I don't know how that can be so after the trees and stumps had been carefully removed. I could understand if the stumps were still there, a basic measurement could have been taken, but that wasn't the case. So this seems to be a ventured guess at best, in my opinion. We look forward to working with the town in the future and want to continue with what we feel has been a good reputation and proceed in that manner always. We look forward to being actively involved with the town and also obtaining good and correct information pertaining to all aspects moving forward. Since originally constructing this letter, I'd also like to point out a quick yet important story to you. 2 weeks ago, while sitting on my back lanai on a quiet night, no rain, no wind, no storm, I witnessed a random large tree slowly snap and fall in my backyard. If something like that could happen with absolutely no threatening weather around us, we could only imagine what a storm with a proposed Category 4 or 5 would have done to our home and our family. And I apologize. I'm sorry.
You may want to stick close because I'm sure we're going to have a number of questions.
Sure.
Does anybody have any questions to begin with?
I want to check one thing, and I apologize. Mm-hmm. The additional handout of information, I don't think that the respondents received a copy.
I printed one out, yes, ma'am.
You did?
Yeah.
Not
that one. No, sir.
Okay. Does the clerk, do you all have one?
Can you please give that to
the respondents? They can keep it.
It's a section of the city code, and I think also... It's section 518 and section 5-4.
There's additional information on there. There's this new state statute that came out governing what cities can and can't do as far as cutting trees down. No, you're all right. There's the declaration of emergency that the mayor declared to kind of establish a timeline of when the trees were cut, and then when the declaration of emergency was established, some property appraiser information, stuff like that.
Okay, I have a question. You said that Mike's Tree Service told you you did not need a permit?
Yes, as indicated in the original documentation that we printed out.
Okay. Did you ever follow up and check up on this with the city to see if that was true, or did you just accept his word for that?
Well, we did the best we could, and I'm the owner and husband of her. We did our due diligence. It was a Sunday before the hurricane.
Sure.
So I printed out a thing from the Orlando Sentinel, a thing from Channel 9 News, and I think there's one other one here, all saying that permits were suspended. I did everything we could. I even went on the Winter Springs webpage where it says, I can quote it if you want.
Yeah,
I'll
pull it up for you.
Yeah, there's that if you want to hand it to. We didn't bring anything.
Yes, absolutely.
So
yes,
just so that you guys know, if you hand it to us, we're going to have to take a copy of it and put it into the file.
That's
is that okay?
Fine.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Or if you have a copy, we'll just take that and we don't need to make a copy.
That's from the Orlando Sentinel. This is from Channel 10 or 9. Saying it.
Channel 10 one probably wouldn't work here.
It was just the Google. It's the best I had because all the cities were closed because the hurricane was coming. I'm trying to find. I had one more thing.
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
I'm sorry about this. Just a lot of paperwork to go through. Okay, and here. Another thing that is just confusing to maybe a homeowner. This is the page that's on your current webpage.
I can put it on the.
Okay. I don't want to. Do I go there?
Yeah.
Or you go there.
I'm going to pass it down to the firm.
No,
you're fine. For me to read that, though, it's not.
Okay, I can read the part. That
there you go. Yeah, that's perfect.
Thank you, sir.
Now, it says here, the permit application submitted by city paid by each tree of 4 inches DBH or larger. Unless tree is dead, diseased, or poses a clear and obvious safety hazard to structure or people. Category 5, the trees were over our house. We were scared. Irma took down messed up our lanai yard, out of power for 8 days. When we purchased this home 2 years ago now, a little over two years ago, it had been left empty. And
it was
the front was just really just let go. So we, as you can see with the permits, we've been trying to bring it up to where it should be to look nice with the neighborhood.
We
spent $7,000 raising canopies trying to protect some of these trees that fell later on when we first moved in. We've tried this. Some of these trees, I know this sounds trivial, but I couldn't mow around the trees because the roots were coming out. And then when I tried to do this, I found myself at Home Depot buying new lawnmower blades. So there was nothing I could do. Now the two pine trees in question, I thought we were doing Duke or us a favor. They're both leaning. It's hard to tell in the pictures, they're 2D, but they're both leaning over the power line. We had run into this issue during Irma on our side yard. As a matter of fact, the telephone poles are still splintered and the guide cables are still broken. We don't know when they're gonna fix that.
Hmm.
But pine trees had come over and snapped. And I remember talking to people after Irma, the power company, saying, the problem is with us, we fix you, three people get power. We fix that development, 400 get it. So we were out of power for a very long time. And that just, it's scary. So, and then you start reading, and then I have another printout.
There's a printout here that we could
that's just something
maybe
that
share over
we
there.
Have too. I just looking. This here is a printout.
It's very dark. But.
Very dark, but of all the emails from the Winter Springs office telling us the storm is coming, this is every email I have. You laugh. It's scary when it's over your house.
Yeah.
You can die. You're going to go to bed at night. You don't know. And it's Sunday. everything's closed. You want to wait till Monday. You can't. Services are closed. Town hall's closed. City hall's closed Monday and Tuesday. Who do you call? You go to Google. We closed Wednesday, too. There was no one we could talk to. We were, as far as we were concerned, you know, we just had to do the best we could here. Now, I blew up one of the warnings. I'm not sure which one it is. I have them all printed out here. And it says right here, I highlighted it, from your warning system. It says, several large trees snapped or uprooted, but with greater numbers in places where trees are shallow-rooted. Now, if I can't mow around my trees because they hit my mower blades, I think that's shallow. You know, and as her letter states, we didn't try to use this to advantage and flat cut our lot. We love trees. That's why we live in the ranch lands. We have probably over 100 trees in our yard. We've done all the permits, and everything's been closed. In fact, we've planted new trees on our property.
On our fence line
when we were working with Sarah and Jen. You know, this has been a wonderful experience. We love it here. We plan on being lifelong residents. We're not going anywhere. We found our home of our dreams. We weren't trying to make it look like a parking lot. What we were trying to do is save our property and maybe someone's life. And to all the information that we could find everywhere, internet, professional tree companies, it didn't seem like we're doing anything wrong. Another thing that shows that we weren't trying to hide is the trees were cut down on the 1st. I have date stamp credit card saying we paid him on the 2nd. He came back the next day. We paid him.
We have that for you as well if you need
when
to
you
see
showed
that.
Up on scene, they were cleaning up the stumps on the 6th, mm-hmm. right?
Whatever Friday was.
Okay,
yes.
I think it was the 6th. If we were trying to hide something, do you think we'd leave some debris in the front yard where everybody can see for 6 days? We weren't trying to hide anything. We didn't think we were doing anything wrong. We listened to professionals. We went online. We got the best information we could. Meanwhile, you couldn't even find fuel, water, anywhere else. Everybody's scared. You know, we want to make it right. I don't want to be a black stain in this town. I want to do more improvements, but just make everything better. I've had nothing but wonderful experiences working with everybody, with the permitting and doing the other things. I want to continue that. I feel like a criminal, and I don't want to feel that way. I did not do anything with bad intentions. It was never the plan, and I just want to do whatever we can to make it right.
And furthermore, we want to just tell you, sir, that we know that you're just doing your job. This is not a direct effect
no.
on us.
No.
Exactly.
And you
no.
would probably hang out with us if you
Kevin, I'm sure you still have some stuff to say. You want
yeah.
to
take
that?
Sure.
I mean, there's a couple of things.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Go right ahead.
My name's Kevin Maddox.
Oh, we brought
up. Employee
yeah,
of the City of Winter Springs, Arborist. You know, one of the things that I just wanted to briefly bring up is, you know, whenever I came out to your home that day, you were talking with Mike.
My brother.
That was his brother.
He went behind the house, he was standing, I was shopping with my father. He called me. I said, don't worry about going up there, let the professional handle it, we've done nothing wrong.
Okay. But Mike had told me it was the homeowner. Because I asked him
if that
was the homeowner that he was talking to,
yeah.
you know, because as I'm walking up with another employee of the City of Winter Springs, I see a gentleman very
yes.
similar to your build.
Yeah.
They are almost twins.
You know, speaking with the contractor, and as me and the gentleman from the City of Winter Springs are walking, another employee are walking up, the gentleman who's very similar to you walks away and goes behind the fence.
Right.
Yes.
And then, like I said, I spoke with the contractor and asked him, you know, was that the homeowner? And he informed me that it was the homeowner. And that, you know, if I needed to speak with you, I could knock on the door. You know,
did you?
I didn't need to at that point.
Oh, okay.
I felt that, you know, that if you were, if that was you, or if it wasn't you, you know, I didn't want to, I'm not out there to get
no,
in any
no,
kind of a confrontation,
yeah.
you know what I mean? So.
No, I mean, as you can tell, we're.
I wanted to speak with the contractor at that point and find out what his thing with the,
yeah.
you know, his view on the, you know,
okay.
the permitting and whatnot.
Right.
And at that time, he was very standoffish with me, extremely standoffish with me, very rude. You know, I had a couple questions for him. I mean, he turned his back to me at one point and walked away from me.
You know, so it wasn't a pleasant experience with him at all. So, you know, as far as the dates are concerned, I was out. I did get a call on that Friday, and I went out there, you know, maybe 20 minutes after. I was out there within 20 minutes of the phone call.
No, we believe.
You know, and there weren't any stumps. They were cleaning up. They were, you know, they were finishing everything up. I agree with those that timeline as well. I just wasn't sure. I know earlier you had mentioned something about a 50-inch caliper measurement.
In your report, you had wrote 50 caliper, so we're just really confused. In the presentation?
Sure.
No, in the agenda here,
I'm sorry, I just wanted to clarify what it was. I just want to make sure there wasn't a typo or...
No, it was handwritten. It said 50 caliper inches.
Oh, $50 per caliper.
Yeah, it's $50 per caliper inch is what, as we saw on the slide, what can be... levied.
Oh.
Yeah,
it's number 2 in section 518 under B, number 2.
Okay.
It's highlighted. $50 per caliper inch.
What had thrown us off is we've always used DBH with
that. So we weren't sure how that related
correct.
To caliper.
So DBH is diameter breast height.
Yes.
Caliper inch, if there's no, if it's a stump, it's the caliper of the stump. You just measure the caliper of the stump, and then it would be $50 per caliper inch.
I will say, I brought this print. I try and, you know, visually.
Be as prepared.
This is what 4 tree credits look like. 23 inches DBH.
Correct.
I went around my property. Can't find one.
We don't even have anything of that size.
Correct. It's a cumulative at that point. You can have 8-inch trees that are one credit, or actually I'd have to look at
every
what
time
the exact.
I've done it with them. They have measure, and each tree carries its own credit.
Correct. It does, but it is a cumulative as well.
It adds up.
Yes, it does add up. Correct.
But my point being is, for $600 for 4 credits covers this tree. We don't have. I'm just trying to get with that 50 caliber number. There is no 50 caliber tree.
And I understand, but like I said, we're still not sure how big the trees were that were taken down to begin with.
$50 per caliber.
It's $50 per caliper inch.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
With a max fine of
$5,000 max.
Yes.
In all my things, take my word, I don't know, but 2 or 3 credits, they weren't huge trees. They were like 1670, but we all know the oak trees in central Florida, they don't get big, they go tall. And I mean, I'm sure you've seen that.
Yeah.
And I mean, they weren't these big, massive oak trees. Yeah.
No, you said, I have no idea.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Matt,
the board has a question.
I'd like to ask you just a couple of questions.
Yes,
we have not yet met. I'd like to know one thing is, how long have you been an arborist in Florida?
This is 25 years.
Okay. And while you were there on property, were you allowed to inspect the mounds themselves, or did you get a chance to?
The way that it was presented to me and the company that the contractor was keeping at the time, his demeanor, I didn't want to push, you know, the issue. I took some pictures from a distance, just for the simple fact that, you know, I don't need confrontation.
You've been doing this a long time, and in the state of Florida, so you know what the tree mounds look like. You know about
correct
how long
and these
been.
And they had there were no mounds at this
right.
point. They were. Ground stumps were ground below grade. They were smoothed out very nicely. I mean, it was the job was done very well. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it was a great job.
Based on that mound size, any of them that you saw, are you able to make any type of a determination of?
No, cannot make a determination just because of the simple fact that you don't just grind the stump. You grind root flare as well. So,
well, I have oak trees that far exceed that just in my front yard.
Yeah.
So
right
across the street.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. And they're probably less than 100 years old.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
no, because they were that big, they never built the house right there.
Do all sorts of weird things here in Florida. Things grow like crazy.
Yeah.
But I appreciate it because I needed to know, you know, what it is through your eyes.
Yes,
that you see. You've been doing this a
long
time.
Again, there was, you know, the ones out by the, I know you took some down up by the house where you couldn't, I don't know if, can, if we can we go forward? Of course, we'll go back one. I know that one right there. I'm assuming that was a pine?
That was a pine. That was the one that you can see right above it is the...
That was the last one they were cleaning up when I got there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one more forward, I believe. Okay. Up towards the house, in the, like to the right of the truck, was another area that looked disturbed up in there. And actually, I think on the other side of the truck as well, there were some areas...
That's where
in
exactly
there.
Where the five trees were.
Okay,
that were
I just wanted
truck.
To let
yes,
them
no,
know
mm-hmm.
where they were, where I saw disturbances that you really can't tell on the pictures.
And then, you know, so when you're, without me having to go and research this online through satellite imagery, would you guesstimate that the canopies from these mounds would have been encroaching on their roof structure or?
You can actually see on the roof pictures, they're all moldy from the tree branches rubbing on the asphalt shingles.
Oh.
So it was definitely starting to get
that
an
was
issue.
A concern to us.
So is that to the left over there with the little rotunda thing?
And okay. In the valley,
okay.
There is some offices you can't see. It's darkening a little bit, but if you're facing it, you can really see it. Mm. It was turning all these shingles black.
Unfortunately, our gutters are suffering
and
a bit from
gutters
that.
Are now need to be replaced.
I can tell you what cleaning gutters four times a year is like.
Yeah.
It's not fun. Yeah.
Is did how many tree companies did you call?
Oh, well, that was just him. I've done some little stuff with him in the past, stump grindings, and that was the guy that I talked to.
So it was a one call.
Yeah.
No, we hadn't even called him that day.
No, that day. But
that
we
day.
Never used another tree company
no.
before that.
No.
Right.
But
okay.
We didn't call him that day. He was actually on another job that got canceled and had driven by, and because of the hurricane, I don't know if he was going around to different properties. I don't know what. He was doing that would be pure speculation for me to say, but he had stopped by and said, hey, listen, do we need something to be cleaned up here? And those trees were a huge concern to me. So, and that's where it happened.
And you can see the pictures, there's so many beautiful trees still.
So hold on, let me back up here a second. So Big Mike's Tree Service solicited you.
Sorry, I'm just trying to remember that. And he had shown up because he had a job that had canceled. He said, I have some time now. And that's when we went into the whole spiel about the permitting thing and the Governor DeSantis suspending and all the printouts that I have here and everything. And then the storm.
I believe he specifically told Mr. Maddox that, you know,
he didn't believe permits were needed.
He didn't believe permits were needed, and that was part
he
of
did, it. He did tell me, I mean, Mr. Mike, I'm not sure about his last name, but yes.
I
should probably make some full disclosure. I've known Mike for 39 years.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to school with him. I'm third generation here. He's second or third generation as well. I have not spoken to him about this, but his last name is Juan, Juan.
That's, yes, correct. That's, okay. I apologize.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
He does beautiful work.
Oh, my God.
No,
he did trees in my house, but.
He did great work.
I think we're.
But he did. He told me that, you know, like, and again, he was, it was a very, he was upset that I was talking to him. You could tell he was visible. I mean, he didn't want to speak with me. You don't need permits as of July 1st. And I said, well, you know, I said that the city has deemed that we still are going to be permitting, you know, just for his edification at that point. So,
just a couple of things that I think we've heard through testimony. One, I think they were misinformed. And I think that's a big thing. I think with what Big Mike was stating was the state statute 163.045, which you have a copy of, which you guys provided a copy of, where it kind of says that the cities can't ask for a permit when cutting trees down. However, you need this, this, and that, and that's outlined in the permit. I think that's where the misinformation was perceived. And two, you testified of how this was a dire emergency. You see damage on your roof from over the years and stuff like that. My question is, why wasn't it done 364 days prior or after Irma, when you went through Irma and had issues with trees? If it was that much of an emergency, why wouldn't we have gotten those trees cut down right away?
Well, we had cleaned up from Irma. We spent a lot of time doing that. And then when this was happening, we just didn't even go
in. Why is an emergency buyout generator 3 days before a hurricane when it wasn't 300?
It's all about planning. So my next question is, if Big Mike never showed up at your house, would we be sitting here right now?
No.
Because the trees would still be there, probably.
Probably.
Okay.
I can't predict the future. My next step would have been to do this, because you can see it's causing damage. Next thing I would have probably had is a phone call from my insurance company.
And I truly believe you would have obtained permits since you've obtained them in the past and stuff like that.
We don't want anything around this town. We love this town. This is the last place we want. No offense. Y'all silly crazy. I don't want
the last place we'd like to be right now.
Well, we get paid a lot of money to be here, so just taking the opportunity to fulfill the requirement.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know her. It's just been a
But we
process.
Just want to make it right. That's whatever all. The case is, whatever it is, Rabbi. We'll just make
it right. Mr. Carl, I just have one question. I understand that you looked through, you saw television shows, and you saw, and you did as much research as you thought you could, and you said that over the weekend there was no one you could call, that the city was closed. On Sunday, right, except that there's always a non-emergency number to the police department, and the police could probably have advised you as to what was required.
I didn't know that.
Was not aware of that. I'm sorry about that.
Code enforcement.
I don't know that now.
Sort of thing.
All the officers are code officers there, actually.
Okay. Didn't
and
know
I
that.
Also promise you now, if it's painting a door or hanging a gutter or anything,
it's going through.
I was coming here to get permission. Another thing, maybe I'd like to recommend or something that I don't know. Now, all tree companies, do they come once a year to someone's face to renew their license?
Yes,
work?
They do.
Okay.
Yes, the there's companies that are approved through the city of Winter Springs that we vet. They pay a fee. They provide us with their insurance certificates and things like that. Just to, we basically vet the companies to make sure, and we have a list of those companies that are approved by the city of Winter Springs.
Okay.
It's on our website. Everything is on our website, including the the current statute with our verbiage stating that we still require a permit in lieu of or the ISA certified arborist letter. Or a certified landscape architect.
But that's, hold on a second, that's not to take away from a contractor that isn't approved already.
Yeah.
If they meet the minimum requirements, they can be approved, so.
I was
correct.
At the point of contact when everybody renews, if there was some sort of flyer or something that, I mean, we'll pay for these flyers, that you could hand to the tree people and say, you know, you should really be a little educated with our laws that says, I don't, Orlando or Winter Park's doing, but we require this. If you knowingly ask for a permit and they don't have it, you shouldn't take a saw out of your truck.
And in response to that, out of, I'm not sure exactly how many approved or on our website right now, I had probably 90% of them call me and ask me our policy on permitting at that point, once that law came into effect.
So we found the 10%.
Well, no. Also, every contractor is supposed to call the municipality that they're working in. I'm a contractor.
Yeah. Yep.
Laws change all the time. What the city of Altamont charges versus what the city of Edgewood charges for a permit, it's astronomical. So it's up to the contractor to call to get the information.
Correct.
I don't think it's part of the city's either objective or doing their diligence to give it to them. They're supposed to come and find out what it is.
How long have you been in this city? Okay.
Well, we've been in six. This house for two.
Okay. So you've been in the area for six? Okay. So are you active in the community at all or heard of this is Tree City? The passion that everyone has behind the trees here? Right.
Our permits have done everything that we had
to
do accordingly.
If we weren't donating the tree banks and the arbor stuff, we were replanting trees. I mean, we were all for all this.
Yeah. I've got some trees I'd like to remove, but I do know I do have to come down here and get permits and have.
I know that
professionals come and look at them and say, this is good, this is bad, and we've got to put something in its place.
I have a question for Mr. Maddox. This is pure speculation, but...
Yes, sir.
Is there a way, just a general way to figure out how many credits versus a fine that this would equate to?
No. I mean, there, we're getting, you know, if... Honestly, that's a difficult question to be honest to answer right this very second. I'm sure I could sit down and come up with a way to credit, you know, if I could get an accurate number of trees. You know, the dead ones, I wouldn't, there was two dead ones, or, you know, from Mike, he said there were two dead. You know, dead trees, we don't require, you know, any credits or any replacements or mitigation or anything for that. But, you know, I mean, if he could just give me something that was an accurate count, which I thought he did when he was speaking with me and kept track, that, you know, that we would I could possibly establish a credit account for that.
If
this helps at all,
trying to make this right, so not, if he says 11, so we'll go with 9.
We know we told him to remove 7 of the trees.
Yeah,
and even if he said that there were 2 or 3 dead ones.
Nine, right? On the high end.
Yes. I would say 9 on the high end. 6 oaks and 3 pines. 6 and 9 where I went to school is 9.
It would make everybody just happy. I will pay max credits for those 9. So what is it, $600 a tree?
Or whatever.
No, that's 4 credits a tree. We don't have trees that big on our property, but I just want to...
I have some information for the board. Sorry, go ahead.
No.
Sorry.
Finish.
I was just going to say, I wouldn't credit them as a 4-credit tree. I would, from the pictures that I've seen on, I went to Google Earth, and I know Google Earth is probably 2 to 3 years old. It's not date stamped. But the trees that I saw on the front image of your home that are no longer there as of right now, which I'm not sure if you've had any removed before now, I mean, in the front, anyways. Mm-hmm. I mean, they look to be 8-inch trees, roughly 8 to 10-inch, possibly. So, okay. You know, between that, possibly that, okay. Is so, what I saw.
What credit do you
feel that? Well, it's on our website. It's that's all established as far as the crediting goes. But and again, that's pulling from a couple year old picture on Google Earth, you know, from a street view. That was how I was going to try to establish the credit to begin with, to try to figure out,
yeah.
You know, to make sure there were no, you know, specimen trees that were removed, you know, because some of the areas were very large, but I think it was if you look at the pictures online on Google Earth at the front of their home, it's a grouping, you know, mm-hmm. So. It's
you're saying 2 credits, 9 to 12 inches?
Yeah, I mean, that's if we were going to credit it,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say, I mean, I'd say 9 to 12 inches,
yeah.
Would be what I would establish the credits at for the 2 credits for each,
okay.
One of those.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
May I address the board about a few things?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I just wanted to check, first of all, since this is a quasi-judicial hearing, and Mr. Chair, since you knew Mr. Mike Wan, and he has done work at your home or somewhere for you, will you be biased in making your decision by that fact?
No, because it doesn't have anything to do with Mr. Wan.
Right. Just wanted to, yeah. For the record, because it's quasi-judicial. Thank you. As far as the Channel 10 Google printout, and I saw and read the quotations, and I just want to point out that, you know, I don't know what the news company was doing, but that is not from the statute, how the statute reads. So I think that's unfortunate that they may have put that information out there. But yeah, it's not.
Well, if it's on Google, you have to trust it.
And it starts with news.
I wouldn't trust any news station and what they say anymore.
Oh boy.
I'm not gonna trust anyone that's working this building.
And with the Orlando, cities of Orlando and Winter Park, with them having suspended, and I'm sorry that we're like talking around the podium. You know, they may have done that just as a precautionary measure when the law passed, because, you know, the cities are going to have their attorneys, like we do, look at the laws and addressing preemption and whether or not the city should be moving forward with that. So that's another one of those things where they may have done it as a precautionary action. They didn't have to. The law is July 1st.
That's why I circled. I couldn't imagine that Orlando or Winter Park would just say free for all willy nilly.
They just might, and I don't know why they were doing it, but they weren't required to, and it's not necessarily to be relied on as opposed to the cities. No, I understand. And as far as the state law as it reads, you know, when a permit wouldn't be required is when, as you've heard tonight, a International Society of Arboriculture certified arborist or a Florida licensed landscape architect, when they determine and provide documentation that the tree presents a danger to persons or property. As far as, I know that there's a lot of information coming up about tree credits, and I would suggest that we don't get wrapped around the axle addressing the tree credits, because as far as the penalties that are being requested, you know, and which are applicable to this matter, it's got in 518, which was provided in the agenda, that lists 518 subsection B 1 and 2 are what Captain Tract is asking for about the penalties. And that's what, you know, are imposed in accordance with when 5.4 is addressed. But point being, those penalties address failure to obtain a permit under 5.4A is a fine of $250 per tree or $500 per specimen or historic tree removed, not to exceed $5,000. And I, for the board's information, I don't believe we've heard any testimony that any of the trees were necessarily specimen or historic, but that's for you all. And then with B, the removal of a tree without a permit, and it being a fine of potentially $50 per caliper inch, not to exceed $5,000 per tree. I would just remind the board of the testimony that they've heard or not heard in regards to caliper, or, you know, evidence that we may or may not have as to that, because the board has to base its decision on competent substantial evidence. And of course, the city, you know, you all can hear hearsay. This is a quasi-judicial thing, as long as you're not basing your opinion and decision only upon hearsay. But, you know, we've heard plenty of testimony and evidence, and Google photos aren't necessarily authenticated.
Right. Captain, maybe you can answer this. What's the cost of a permit for a tree removal? Because I'm seeing 75, 115, 45, 25.
I think Ed's going to look that up right now. Okay. I don't know that off the top of my head.
I'm just wondering if it's a base price plus.
In the packet, you can look at the fees that they paid for previous trees.
That's what
that's
what I just pulled up, okay. which was 75. So
it's 25 and 10.
Okay. So the dead and diseased are no fee at all. All right, does anybody have any other questions? This is not an easy one for us folks, so I'm just trying to do some math and also try to make the arborist happy. I can tell you I don't think that we should fine them $5,000 for every tree. I think that's ludicrous. 4,999 is a better number. I'm just kidding, Michael. I think that the from what I've heard, and if I could speak for the board, there's been some mix-up. Luckily, nobody was hurt in this. But we need to figure out how this can't happen again. So does anybody on the board have a suggestion?
Yes, well, we could find. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I have a suggestion. If you look at under penalties B1, mm-hmm. The fine would be $250 per tree. There were eight trees, approximately eight trees. So eight trees times 250 is $2,000.
Right.
Under paragraph 2, removal of tree without a permit, it's we said that the cost of a permit would be $10 for the first tree.
25 for the first tree.
25 for the first, and then 10 for each additional. So that will come to $95 if you looked at eight trees. So which would be the cost of the permit. So I could see a fine of $2,095, or just make it $2,000 even.
May I make a suggestion?
It just seems so much.
And I see you trying. I appreciate the math. But as far as the fine, even though that's what a tree permit may have cost, utilizing that as a penalty to get them to pay it doesn't seem to be in line with the actual Correct. Penalty. I think their failure to obtain a permit under A, maybe that's tried. Maybe okay. The ordinance is intended to cover the permit
okay.
to some degree.
Then perhaps we do it like this and just say that we'll fine them. We would fine them for failure to obtain a permit, and we would not impose a fine for removal of a tree without a permit. We could do that.
Well, I think they're going off of the reason they didn't get the whole permit to begin with was because they were told they didn't need a permit.
Right.
I think it's too much.
If I had a gentleman come to my house and say, I can put gutters up because yours are falling, you don't need a permit because you had old gutters up there, and he was in the business, right. I may take his advice. I'm not making an exception. I'm not making an excuse, and I'm not making, a gesture to go do that. But I may take his advice. And so that's where my whole knit kind of wobble in the whole thing is.
Can I ask? A question just mm-hmm. to verify about the number of trees, and I know that Big Mike might have not testified, he spoke with somebody on the phone, and they are presenting what their conversation was, which is perfectly fine, you know, as far as it being hearsay and a quasi-judicial hearing, as I stated. We do have at least one of the two owners, Ms. Colleen Call, you had stated, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, please. But that there were seven trees, because you had said there were two over the power lines and five over the home.
Yes.
So that's seven trees rather than eight. If you're looking at trying to put numbers on things and you have an owner who's presenting testimony in front of you.
Yes, and the gentleman who cut the trees down said 5 to 6
of one species.
Well.
And he had three of the other.
I don't know, he said 5 to 6. Like, did he cut down 5 or 6?
No.
Am I missing something?
Under the oak, yes.
He said 5 or 6 under the oaks.
But I didn't think he said there were two or three.
Yeah, so I mean, in other words, we definitely shouldn't say that there were 6 oak trees cut down, because he didn't say for sure.
Was there invoice provided at all?
No, there was just we just did it on square.
There wasn't an itemized
inventory, but that's not what the word I'm looking
right,
for.
Right, an itemized, yeah. Invoice, no invoice given.
No invoice, thank you.
So definitely we shouldn't say 9 trees, I think we should say 8.
Your receipt from Square should be an invoice. You have to actually program it.
It's just the date and our name, his name, and a smiley or bad face that.
Well, that's just the email.
What do you poke now? Which one do you click now?
Yeah, really.
That's the thing.
Can we reduce it from 250 to something a little less?
The board is allowed to make any type of judgment they want to.
I mean, it seems like a lot.
This is tough because it's, you know, your home, your family, and under the threat of a hurricane, I understand it because people handle, you know, impending doom differently. No.
I know.
I had to deal with them firsthand because I worked on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. So I got to see the emotions. I understand it. Here it's, if it's over your house, I definitely understand it. We're really tasked with a job now to help, please.
Not to throw another monkey wrench in.
No, go ahead.
But even with the number of trees, there's no statement on the caliper. So there could be trees that even fall under that 4-inch mark that shouldn't even be in that number.
Right.
Okay, so just take that into consideration as well. You know, we're talking about the fine being 250 or 9 or 8 trees or 7 trees. We can't say that there's not trees that he included in that were under 4 inches that we don't even charge for.
Right.
I'm more interested in that canopy over the house. You know, what are we talking about in a tree size?
Well, that's where we're at right now. Yeah. You know, we don't know. It's hearsay. So I just wanted to make sure the board, you know, thought about that.
Could you help us understand what a credit is?
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
From the get-go, for a bush that's 3 gallons.
Okay.
How many credits would that be?
Well, okay, so different municipalities or different states have different crediting systems, first off. Now, the Florida National, the FNGLA has, you know, we have green industry standards. I apologize, I'm a terrible public speaker, by the way. I stammer a little. But they have established that a tree X caliper should have this much foliage, which in turn produces this much oxygen for the year. That's how they establish a credit system. Now, how they actually establish the credit numbers, I think they still tweak these. Just so you know that 50 years ago, or actually not even 50, I apologize, 25 years ago, the credit system has changed to what it is right now. And being that the credits have gone down in the sense of you have to have a bigger tree to get a little bit more of even the same credit you did back in the day. So a 30-gallon tree in the day, but, you know, it's say 20 years ago, you know, today it would have to be a 65-gallon tree. You see what I mean? Because they're trying to offset, you know, what's going on with the environment.
So what would that constitute as that 65-gallon tree? Would you give a number of credits it was supposed to be? So if he was taking down, a 9 to 12-inch tree, it's 2 credits. Would you say that a 35-gallon or a 65-gallon or a 100-gallon tree would equal 2 credits?
There's that table on our website, the city's website.
That's it right there?
Yes. Can you go down just a little bit,
it.
Please? Nope, the other way. I'm sorry.
Right there. Any 15-gallon tree listed in Appendix B is good for one tree credit.
Correct.
Okay. 15-gallon and 30-gallon denotes refer to standard plant nursery retailer size specifications.
Correct. And on the gallon size, it says 30-gallon. Mainly, you really want to pay attention to the specification, not the gallon size. The specification is, I mean, you should, at 10 foot, you should be in a 30-gallon container.
Now, what is a Hawaiian tie, 3-gallon Hawaiian tie credit out at? 0.25?
It doesn't credit
anything.
No, correct. It doesn't credit.
Ligustrums, no credit.
Ornamental.
They're all ornamental.
Yep. Only canopy trees are credit.
Palm trees.
Credit. Palm trees, they're not a credit as well.
But they do make a canopy.
No. Okay.
No.
They're not a canopy. They're actually a member of their grass. They're a member of the grass family.
Okay.
I know everybody loves it. It's true.
So I got to cut mine down before.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
This is why I brought an arborist.
So this credit thing has to do with replacing what they cut down, is that right?
Well, what I'm trying to establish here is if we come up with a fine, could we make part of that fine reestablishing credits in the yard?
And I'm glad you said it, because I was going to suggest the same, mitigating the cost, you know, in mitigating the trees removed. I mean, if that would be acceptable with them and the board, I mean, I would love that, to put some trees back,
right,
you know, in desired locations, you know, that would be acceptable to the homeowners and of course the city. But I'd love that more than the, you know, to watch them be fined, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And can we enlist you to be a speaker for, you know, trees in our community?
I wouldn't enlist me, because apparently I get too emotional.
Well, some people like emotion, so.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
I do too, and I think we might be ready to at least make a motion.
Are we basing that on the code? How are we doing that?
Basing what on the code?
With the establishment of the credit. I just want to ensure that.
We are. I believe so.
How so?
Well, we'd have to make the motion, then you could tell us if we did or not.
Well.
Right?
There's a penalty section, and I don't know that it's provided for as an option. I'm not trying to take away a positive solution that you guys are looking for, but.
But don't we have the option? Don't we have the option to make any?
I mean, that's a broad reading.
We have special circumstances, I believe, here in the case that we can't actually identify the trees. That being the problem.
Well, I think we're going to work off of a no permit. Okay. I think that's what we're going to work off.
Right. That's where I thought the board was going with that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if the arborist thinks that, I mean, you all, I just want to ensure that the board is, of course, basing its decision on the testimony and evidence that it can hang its hat on. If the arborist isn't sure or doesn't, you know, if you're not hearing testimony that some of the trees would have even required a permit, maybe you should consider a fine on a lessened amount of trees.
I think that's what we have. You want to say something, Mr. Capra?
Yeah, no, okay. The only thing I was going to say was, what Board Member Gilt said was she accounted 7 trees. We hear testimony to 7 trees. If we turn around and take 7 as the number, and we take $250 a tree, that comes to $1,750, $1,750. And that's what I would be prepared.
Do we have the capability of lowering the 250? You know, instead of a fine of 250 per tree, 150 per tree, something like that.
Well, I think one of the things we can do, when it talks about civil fine determination under paragraph C, it says that we're allowed to look at the gravity, the actions taken to correct the violation, but you can't correct this one, previous violations, which there weren't any, number and size of the trees removed, historical significance, if it's irreparable, and remedial actions offered by the violator to restore the property. We've heard the property owner say that he's willing to, or that they are willing to restore property.
Right.
They're willing to do. But you know, based on that, I would have no problem. I have no problem with under paragraph, under section or subsection 1, saying $250 a tree, because that's clear.
Okay.
I mean, that's clear in the statute. Anything else they would be doing would be under subparagraph 2, and that's whatever credits that they would want to, you know, put in. I don't know that we can take this $1,750 and break that down into credits, because I think that gets messy. I think it's we don't know.
I think the credits would be on top of the fine if that's what I understood you saying, Mr. Max, or not.
Okay.
I don't see where that is authorized by the code.
So then the way I'm reading and what you're asking then is, if you're looking to minimize there's some other question I'd like to ask you, Mr. Maddox, but you can, but now it's fine. But quickly, you can always do the per specimen, because we know that there were two. So you're down to 1,000, right?
I don't know about specimen.
Well, we've got a list here of
oaks and pines. There were oaks and pines.
So that brings you down to something more palatable, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I'd like to ask is in some sort of a recommendation of working together to remedy this situation on the property to get the credits. I don't know, you know, you're the professional here. How does that work?
I have 10 credits written down, but that's why I was trying to ask.
Yeah.
Typically, and we do this for, you know, mitigation purposes, it will just be once they mitigate or replant, they will let the city know. I will inspect, and
so that'll be
the nursery up on Seminole.
Yes,
South Seminole Nursery.
South Seminole Nursery.
Yeah. Okay.
We've been able to purchase trees from there, and they actually install them for us.
He's a certified arborist too, and a certified state something or other as well.
Okay.
And again, it's, you know, just make sure that whatever trees are selected that are on the desirable canopy tree list.
I'll talk to you.
Yeah. The two of you can work together on this to make that happen is a win-win for our city for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, and that was what I was hoping to accomplish. Good. Was just to, you know, make sure that everybody can work together.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and but at the same time, you know, there are rules.
Yeah.
And which is understandable.
To appease that, I know that we're trying to find a solution here. I'm just reading the other part of section one, which is the 500 per specimen. If that,
there are two specimens, so that'd be $1,000.
Right. If that helps alleviate your,
it's 250 or 500 per specimen.
Right.
Yeah.
It's 250 per tree, or 500 per specimen or historic tree removed, right. Which I would, you know.
So if you want to talk about specimen trees, that's good. That'll jack it up, because we're going 250, not 500.
Yeah. Let me clarify specimen.
Yeah.
They're not referring to the species.
Okay, I gotcha. So each
specimen
tree.
Being 24 inches and larger in diameter.
Understood.
Once they hit 24 inches or larger, they're considered a specimen tree.
Oh.
I see what you were saying, because there's two specimens, $500.
I'm not an arborist.
Gotcha. But yes, once they hit 24 inches.
Your shirt
inches
tells us
larger,
differently.
I know. Well,
yeah.
No trees were harmed in the making of this shirt.
So, but yeah, that's just to clarify the specimen.
Okay,
portion.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So then, scratch that.
Oh, boy.
First part.
Sorry.
No.
You guys haven't figured out.
See. Yeah, my whole issue with the removal of a tree without a permit, it's you would have to know how many caliber inches were there, and we don't know how many caliber inches were there, so I don't know that we can.
Do we have to deal with that number two at all?
That's what I'm saying. If we
just deal with number
that's
one.
That's what I'm saying. If we find if we feel that we haven't had appropriate testimony for subparagraph two, for removal of tree without a permit, because we have no testimony as to the caliper inches. I don't know that we could find caliper inches at all. I don't think we could find that violation. But I know we can absolutely find the violation for failure to obtain a permit, and that's clear. That says $250 per tree. So even if we say there were seven trees is a fine of $1,750.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I come to that thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You making a motion?
Well,
I will.
What do you think?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so I move to find respondents in violation of city code, and because it's an irreplaceable or uncorrectable violation, that the respondents be fined the amount of $1,750 in accordance with the city ordinance.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Are we not going to have any credits be applied back?
That was my question.
I think there should be an addendum to add in the credits, and that's where I was saying.
Okay.
I think 10 credits would be a fair number. I don't know the credit basis, so.
Are we asking in addition to what the penalty is providing for?
Yes.
To then also ask them to replace trees with credits?
Because we can't determine number two, so.
Do we have to have?
You don't have to say anything about the credits at all if you don't. The penalties are provided for.
Any more discussion?
Well.
Hearing none, roll call.
Chairperson Criswell?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Capra?
Aye.
Board Member Gilts?
Aye.
Board Member Robinson?
Aye.
Board Member Burns?
Aye.
Do you understand?
No.
No, but whatever.
We're just giving you the fines for not obtain, for failure to obtain the permit of $250 per tree.
For seven trees.
That's it.
Thank you for understanding what.
Thank you.
You will receive an order from the board in the mail.
Okay. And I just come down here and pay it?
I'm going to let city staff answer that.
They'll send you instructions. I would imagine it'd be a grace period there. So.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anything else?
I swear I won't touch my house without a permit.
The police are there 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
They saved my life at 4:30 just the other day.
They saved my brother's life last Tuesday at 14:45, 5:06 in the morning.
What's him?
My brother. He's home. Glad to hear that. And almost, he's got some memory loss in the beginning. He actually died twice.
Well, you guys are free to go.
Yeah.
You don't have to stick around here.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I know, right? Thank you.
Drive safe. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
26 years ago, I went to the police academy to learn criminal law and arrest bad guys. I didn't know I was going to be dealing with trees.
Now you know tree law.
And these aren't bad guys.
Huh?
These are not bad guys.
These are not bad guys.
These are wonderful people.
This is out of my realm.
Right.
Hence it's another notch in your ladder.
Yeah.
But could you help the arborist work on his response time? 20 minutes?
Come on. We'll work on that.
Cam Trapp, do you have anything else for us?
I do not, other than I know typically we break in November. I do have a case that we need to bring of importance, so I apologize for that.
No problem.
So I will ask for November.
Okay.
That is the 22nd, is that right?
I wrote it
on my note page.
It's November 26th.
November 26th.
Yes.
So you're bringing the turkey sandwiches, right?
We'll bring something.
Does anybody have a problem that they want to let us know about now that they won't be in town?
I don't think so.
I am fine to
I
be
trust
here.
We'll have a quorum.
26th is the scheduled code board date.
Yep.
And if you notice it earlier, you could probably make it the week before if you guys don't want to do it Thanksgiving week. As long as there's not a conflict in the chamber.
Yeah,
but if any of you have
I'm in town, so
family in town or travel plans.
I'm happy.
And I'm not sure. We only need three people for a quorum. Is that right?
No, we need five.
See what we do.
Three because there's only five sitting right now.
On.
Yeah, three.
We only have five on.
Unless the board is made full.
And I can be here.
I should be here.
Okay.
See what you got to look forward to.
I'll be here either day.
I work for the church for free. I work here for free. For the homeowners for free.
Okay. So you want to make the 19th or 26th?
I think the 26th. If everybody's fine with it, I have no problems with it.
No problems.
If Christian's
well, we'll just keep tabs on it, and if anything changes, then we'll.
Okay. Fair enough. Anything else?
That is it.
This party's adjourned.
Thank you so much.